Warning. Broken simulation. Broken simulation. With Sam Tripoli.
All right. Let me put my glasses on and take my glasses off. Welcome to Broken Sim. I'm your co-host, Sam Tripoli, with your host with the most, Johnny Woodard. Johnny.
Host with the most. The most of what? What
the most. I don't know. The most.
Just
don't
the
worry
most.
About it. It's just the most. Why do you care?
Well, if it's mine, I want to know what I got the most of. Is it money?
I don't know.
It's not money, I don't think.
Yeah. I know it's not the money, but it's the most.
It's not the most inches.
The
I
most
can tell
Sprite
you that.
In the studio, you have the most Sprite.
Oh, okay.
Johnny, what are the hosts with the most Sprite?
What a
Johnny
compliment.
Loves Sprite.
No,
right?
I don't actually. That? I'm a Sprite Zero guy and the DoorDash guy.
I don't know, dude. Like, people drink Sprite are really shady as fuck. You know who else is shady as fuck? Johnny, women who wear those fucking Desperado hats.
What a segue.
Right?
What do you mean a Desperado hat?
You ever see the girls who walk around Desperado hats
you
on?
You mean like cowboy hats?
They're not cowboy.
But like those soft hats that kind of turn up like that?
No, they don't turn up. They're just like, they look like sheriffs in Mexican villages.
Oh, yeah, kind of like Three Amigos. Those,
yeah, like they should be wearing like some kind of like Shaw or something. Like the good, the bad, the ugly Clint Eastwood. Like they look like Clint Eastwood. Yeah. That's what they look like from good, the bad, the ugly. I don't trust any of those bitches. I got to be honest with you. Don't trust them at all.
My dad, you know, is...
Your dad wears those?
No. It's quite the opposite. My dad is kind of like a old-fashioned sort of cowboy guy, farmer guy. And I remember one time we were at like a horse race and I wanted to buy one of those. They had like a tack shop is what they call it with horse stuff. And I wanted to buy one of those kind of Indiana Jones style hats like you're talking about, leather.
Yeah.
And he was like... That's gay. Yeah.
Do you think when your dad dies, he's going to pass down his buttless chaps to you?
Well, I mean, that's the only kind of chaps he would have is chaps that cover, because the purpose of chaps is to cover the front of your, like, so while you can hold, like, if you're shoeing a horse, you can put the horse's, like, foot on your, kind of on your quad here.
Right.
So, yeah, and he does.
And people want anal wear it too, right?
Protecting from sparks and stuff, but yeah. Yeah, his is a very different kind of chap, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have chaps that cover everything and just have a cutout around his asshole. That serve no purpose.
Women in buttless chaps crack me up. You're like, you're doing no hard work in those.
What about your buddy, leather pants?
Leather pants, man. Can we do a critique of leather? Well, can I send you that and you watch it?
I want to do that. Yeah, of course. Of course we can. What's his name again?
Don Trenagel, one of my friends. I love him. His movie is incredibly bad. I'm in it, though. My favorite part of it.
When did he make it? How long ago?
I think I was in sober living at the time, so it had to be about a year and a half ago.
Oh, okay. So it's more recent. I thought this was like 15 years ago.
No. It's like a year and a half ago.
So he probably shot on
digital. And my favorite thing is the guy who's shooting it does not give a fuck because the lighting on me is so bad.
Oh,
there's
no.
Literally half a shadow covering me.
Maybe he was going for an art shot, though.
That maybe, sort of, like weird some French indie shit.
Yeah. I mean, that noir look, yeah.
Where
you
respect
try to get,
on
try
that.
To get this triangle right here.
Respect on
nose.
That.
That's the whole idea.
Respect and totally disagree on that.
No, it's not what he was going for, huh?
So, do you want to get into some stuff? Hey, real quick, guys, if you want to see me live, I don't even know when this is coming out. I don't even care.
Sunday night.
I'm going to be in Minneapolis this weekend coming up. Minneapolis House of Comedy. Go to samtripoli.com. I'm there the 27th, 28th, and 29th. Then I just got booked at Shitcoin 2021 in Miami. I'm working on a second show there. It will most likely be at the Hard Rock on South Beach, but go to my website for that. Then the following week after that is on the June 3rd. The people from Flow are taking me out to Shitcoin 2021.
Yeah, and just real quick, guys, we have a new Twitter. We're back on Twitter after being banned, at Broken Sam on Twitter. Also, if you want some bonus content and to help the show out, you really would be helping the show out, visit patreon.com/brokensimulation. That's patreon.com/brokensimulation.
And then the following week after, we are at Tinfoil Hat Comedy Night is back. Oh, Eddie Bravo, myself.
Eddie Bravo? You mean, are you getting all these tweets? People are like... There's this woman that keeps tweeting all of us. She's like, you have 3 days to tell us if Eddie Bravo is still alive or if he's being like repressed. And
he's alive.
Yeah. That's our official response then.
Yeah, he's alive. Shut up.
I got it. I mean, it's really.
What are you playing, Johnny?
It's a video I was queuing up for later to make sure we had it.
Why is it such dramatic music? Is there going to be atrocities?
That was an advertisement. Yeah, atrocities. You have 24 hours to respond and provide proof of life, or we escalate to phase two and start making 4chan threads, gathering troops per the private Where is Eddie Bravo Discord. Final warning. Answers now.
Why is that like a threat? Like, why do we care if you start that or not?
I don't, I'd like to see that, actually. Eddie Bravo Discord. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, start it. I'm but into it. So we're we're not going to release any information. So you do, in fact, start it. Right? You should be like, oh, we'll release like secret dick pics we got from you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to clean your butthole. And there's no better way to get your ass in gear than with the Hello Tushy bidet. Hello Tushy's brand new 3.0 modern bidet attachment is here to get your ass ready. It's stylish, eco-friendly, easy to install, and saves your cheap-ass money. Hello Tushy 3.0 doesn't just clean your butt with a precise stream of fresh water, it also cleans itself with the Smart Spray automatic nozzle. Hello Tushy attaches to your existing toilet, no electricity or extra plumbing needed, cutting toilet paper use by 80%, paying for itself in a few months. Hello Tushy has your ass covered with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty. Get ass-eating season ready. Join millions of Hello Tushy customers right now and clean your butt with every flush. Go to hellotushy.com/broken to get 10% off plus free shipping. This is a special offer just for our Broken Sim listeners. Go to hellotushy.com/broken for 10% off. Again, that's hellotushy.com/broken.
I told you the time that I had a threesome or a foursome, and the guy's like, I don't have a big dick, and out came fucking Godzilla.
Oh, that's annoying. Fuck that guy.
This guy had a fucking tree trunk. And I'm like, dude, I got 6 inches of shanking, bro.
Oh, and he said, that. How did that make you feel? That's the worst.
Well, I just sat in the corner, like, pouting the whole time.
That's so rude.
It's totally rude. It's like, dude, I mean, he had an anaconda, bro. And I was like.
Wait, what are we talking here?
Like, dude, I got to be honest with you. 10.
10?
10.
And he said, he was joking then, obviously.
Obviously, because he didn't want to stop the fucking magic, because they were my friends.
Like, he could have folded his dick over one time, and it was still about the
size. No, I would have been a little bit bigger. I'm 6 inches, dog. And as I work out, which I'll get into that, I'll gain a little bit of an inch.
Did you know I was reading this news story the other day about how they found that there's only one way to make your dick a little bit longer, and it's this thing called traction, where these guys, they use it for some time. It's a treatment for people with micropenis. You attach like a weight sort of system of weights and springs to your dick, and you have to wear it like 6 hours a day. But apparently, you can get some.
So you're just pulling out more.
Yeah, it kind of stretches. It's kind of the same principle as those people who expand their ears.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make it thinner, apparently.
That's just a weird thing.
It's a lot of work.
I just can't believe like little dicks are still around, right?
Well, like, you think they would be like
outbred? They've been just like
Yeah, I don't know. I think probably, well, you know, I here's part of the reason.
Do you think little dick, like micro dick dads have a talk with their kids?
In the days of like the Greeks and stuff, though, that's why all these statues have small dicks. It was kind of like, it was thought of as like brutish and sort of, you know, gauche. Like you were kind of like a.
To have a big dick?
Yeah, you were kind of a beast.
You were shunned?
Yeah.
Boo, donkey dick.
You weren't civilized. Yeah, you weren't
civilized. Go to the forest with the other savages with your 10 inches of fucking slaw.
That's it, man. Yeah, that's how they
do it. Boo!
That's true.
That is so and then they love fat people, too, back then.
Yeah.
We're the exact opposite. Now everyone's got donkey dink and shredded.
I think the fat people thing might have been like a different.
Johnny, if we went back in time, I would be king.
King of what? The Armenians?
Just of everything. I got 6 inches, which is just right for back then. And I'm fucking thick.
I fantasize about going back in time all the time. But to like 2003, where I just know the result of every Super Bowl and can do the Back to the Future thing. Just get rich, you know.
Johnny, if you had three wishes, what would they be?
Three wishes?
Yeah.
I don't know. Eternal life for my family and me, everybody, you know, yeah. That I know. And like, and then, you know, the preservation of the planet Earth is probably my
gross.
Second. Yeah, you know, evolution.
Who cares?
And then world peace. There you go.
Nope.
Three, yeah.
Mine is I want to be the fastest reader in the world.
That's stupid.
And I can retain everything that I read.
I didn't know these were joke wishes.
Okay. No, these are real wishes. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
I want fucking 10 inches of hammer.
This is dumb.
And I want to never take a shit again.
See, that's interesting. Why? What, are you having difficulty with movement?
No, dude. I mean, don't get me wrong. I enjoy when I take a good dump, but I think it's just so sloppy gross that I would like to eliminate it from my life.
That's interesting. What did you had you got something for us, right?
A couple things. One, I started doing yoga every day.
Every day?
Yeah, 2 days in a row.
Okay.
I did it 2 days in a row. And I know this is a Brian Regan bit, but it's my life. I can't even get through the warm-ups. I'm that unlimber.
Oh, yeah, dude. I've done it with my girlfriend a couple times.
Women just go right to black belt. Take your foot, put it behind your head. Girls are like, boom, oh, my God, this is so enlightening. I'm like, I can't even do it. Like, you got to put your – it hurts so much. And I do it – I watch yoga now
on
YouTube, and I try my best. Okay. Don't need that. You know what's so funny is I went to high school at the end of high school.
Are you watching naked yoga?
No, I don't watch that because I don't want to cross the streams, okay?
Okay. Yeah, it's hard to do yoga with an erection.
I would love to get an erection. I can't even get into the class with the hot chicks. It's just me and fat dudes.
Wait, I thought you were...
Yeah, but when I would go to school, I'd go to yoga class, there'd be no smoke shows. Well, there'd be a couple.
Wait, so you think they put the guys in the...
Well, you got to start at the beginning. Once you're limber like an elf, like these girls are, they just, boom, they go right to black belt class.
Okay.
I've been trying, dude. And downward dog is my enemy, because I'm built like a T-Rex. Look at me, Johnny. I'm super thick here with these tiny T-Rex arms, and I got to hold myself up. I got lady wrists, bro. Look at these lady wrists. And I'm holding up this fucking chunk machine. It sucks. I'm like, the whole time, this is my arms. Hold. Yeah. Hold. I'm trying my hardest.
Flashback to gym class.
Right?
Yeah. Torture.
I told you. Yeah. I used to go to high school. My teacher had us do Fight Club, dude.
Fight Club?
Yeah, he just like you two fight.
Oh, God.
Right?
Yeah, I think you told us about that. That's crazy, though.
I've been talking a lot to my family members about, like... Because I, you know, obviously I have two children, Ghost and Ninja. I love them with all my heart. They're my favorite people in the world. But I'm talking to a lot of people about the fact that kids don't listen to their parents anymore.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is kids.
No, I mean like you mean that they can't be disciplined?
Well, yeah, you can't discipline kids anymore. I mean, even if you put them in the room. But I was telling the story about my
dad. What are you saying has changed? Parenting or children?
Well, the children, there's no punishment. Right? I mean, I'm not condoning hitting kids because I would never hit my children. I'd rather punch myself in the face 1,000 times. I would never hit my kids. But it's like there's no reason for kids to listen to you anymore. What are you going to do?
No, you can't. I mean, make them stand in the corner is
what are you gonna do?
The worst thing. Yeah.
What are you going to do? There's nothing to do.
They're more likely to get you in trouble with the law.
Right? My dad was telling me a story about when he was a kid, because I love to find out what makes my dad tick. Right?
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
Right, you ever do that? Oh, like, I've interviewed my father a bunch of times. I just like to understand what makes him tick, because I know there's so much of me inside him. Mm-hmm. And, like, his chaos in his life.
You see it more as you get older, too, don't you?
Well, it's like there's a saying in recovery, if you can't be an example, be a warning. Right,
but I see more similarities in myself and my dad as I age. I don't have you. Have you noticed?
Yeah,
that about
dude. I knew I was my dad very early. Mm-hmm. Okay, my brother refuses to admit that he's just like my father. He gets so angry when I say that, and they come from different angles, but they have the same wiring. And I love them both. But my dad was telling me when he was a kid, he went with his father, my grandfather, to see his grandma. And they were hanging out in Frankfurt, New York.
Frankfurt, New York?
Yeah, and my dad decides he's like, I want to go home. So he goes, his dad goes, hey, Dad, can we go home? His grandmother smacked the fuck out of him, right?
What?
Yeah, she was like, whack, shut up. Don't talk to your dad like that. He'll leave when he's ready. And I'm like,
holy shit.
That's how it used to be.
Yeah, dude, my dad... I mean, caught some beatings, dude.
Caught some beatings,
yeah, he would tell me about that. Yeah, like, I mean...
You don't do that anymore!
The only people that ever spanked me were, like, the older people in my... Like, my great aunt and people like that of that generation.
I couldn't imagine doing anything to my kids. I mean, they would never do that. They're going to run their old man. I already know. They're going to run their
sticks,
old man.
They did that thing where you had to go out and pick a switch. Do you remember that? Did you have to do that? My dad's generation, it was like the punishment would be, all right, go pick a switch. And you better come back with one that, if it breaks, you know, we're starting over. And they'd have to go out and
go get the thing I'm going to beat you with.
Oh, that's a big thing in the South. Yeah, that's a tradition.
It's almost like in video games, choose your weapon.
Yeah, choose your weapon. Yeah. Choose your opponent's weapon.
So, Johnny, I got some new Hollyweird reports.
Okay. Hollywood Safari.
Yeah, the Hollywood Safari report. A couple things. Two new things happened.
On the dog walk again?
The dog walk. Okay. Yeah.
Is this another Rub Maps encounter here?
No Rub Maps. Okay.
By the way, I went on there and looked around the neighborhood where I am, all over the place.
Oh, just hand jobbies everywhere?
Yeah, and it's the funniest thing is reading these reviews, these guys talking about these women. Like,
don't you got to pay for the premium content, brother, on
another,
that one?
I found another website that doesn't have, it's just kind of like archives the ones from
Can
that
you
website.
Read some of those real quick?
Yeah, hold on.
So as you look, you want me to tell the story?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm walking my dog, right? And I don't know, out of nowhere, it's like there's always been homeless people, but now they seem like super tweaky in Hollywood, like okay. Super duper tweaky. And you know, and I would go to recovery meetings, and you could just tell that crystal meth was everywhere based on how people were when they were coming in.
Well, you mean they're kind of like jittery and stuff?
A jittery, and they just start screaming at people for no reason. So I was okay. I was running a meeting once, and this guy's like, "Fuck you, man!" And I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Fuck you! I served in this country. Fuck you!" And walked out, and everyone's like, "Okay, who's next?" Nobody gives a shit, right?
It's just expected.
Yeah. So I'm walking my dog, and there's this homeless guy, and he's always around. And it's interesting because I've learned, like, you just give space, you treat with respect, and they don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
At this point, again. I walk with dark energy. They sense that. I'm a day walker amongst the homeless, right?
Okay. Yeah, because they sense that you're like a day away from being
They sense that I've been through, I've tweaked before.
Okay.
Right? They know their leader, right? I'm the king of the tweakers. So.
My internet history is just so stupid.
What? Let's hear it.
I mean, it's. Okay, it's a bunch of Google searches of Civil War era rifles. I was studying like rifles of the Civil War era.
Why?
It just interests me, like the how they worked, you know, like the like Sharps rifles, what a flintlock musket is, all this weird shit. M1819 Hall rifle, the Hall's carbine. What is the Oklahoma? Do you know the story of the Oklahoma Panhandle? It's kind of interesting. You
no,
know that,
what is
like,
it?
That weird square thing that comes off of Oklahoma?
Yeah.
It was because Texas, when it came into the Union, they weren't allowed to have slavery above that line. It was officially called neutral territory or something like that. It wasn't didn't have a name or anything. And most people just called it no man's land. It was just this little rectangle up there that hadn't.
Wasn't part of the United States?
Yeah, kind of, I guess. It wasn't a state or anything. But.
And that's where everybody kept their slaves?
No slavery there.
Oh, there was no slavery.
Because you couldn't have it north of, and when Texas came in the Union, there was this part of Texas that was above the line of the Missouri Compromise, I guess. Arkansas, like this, how the spelling of Arkansas came to be, which it was a compromise. They used to be the senators from, they had two senators, obviously, from Arkansas, because everybody has two senators. And one would come out and say, "I'm the senator from Arkansas." And then the other one would come out and say, "I'm the senator from Arkansas." And they had to have like a big debate.
Was there a duel?
No, like a debate in the government, the state government. The Crimean War, I was trying to see what the size of the armies were in the Crimean War. I was reading about the Light Brigade and the charge of the Light Brigade. I ordered some Factor meals. I searched the...
Do you eat Factor a lot?
No, it's the first time. I had like a big discount.
I like Factor.
Is it good?
Okay. Yes.
Average quarter horse... height and hands. Did you know they measure horses in hands? Like hands? Like
really?
Yeah, well, it's like 4 inches technically, but it's because back in the old days.
This is the best nerd dork shit I've ever heard in my life.
Well, I grew up on a farm, so that's
okay.
Cyberpunk 2077. I was trying to figure out when they're going to fix that shit for PS5. I still haven't gotten to this thing on the. Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, Ghost Rider, Johnny Blaze versus Robbie Reyes. I was trying to figure out which one was going to be in the. Because they're suggesting that Ghost Rider might be in. The new Doctor Strange. I like Ghost Rider, so I love Ghost Rider.
I even don't even mind Nicolas Cage. It just was presented so stupidly. It was like before Marvel figured out how to make movies.
Oh, and a lot of what got me on this was I was watching that John Brown movie that Showtime did, that miniseries called The Good Lord Bird with Ethan Hawke. It's great. Watch it. It's so good, dude.
Really?
Yeah. It's crazy. It's a wild series. Anyway.
Okay.
Hey, Broken Sim listeners, it's Johnny here, and I'm back with a sponsor that we think a hell of a lot of. That's American Giant. American Giant CEO Bayard Winthrop grew up with a sweatshirt from the 1950s that his father gave him. Today, that very same sweatshirt is in his closet and looks better than ever. With that durable sweatshirt in mind, American Giant launched the classic full-zip hoodie as their flagship product, aiming to revive local manufacturing and craft quality clothing made to last a lifetime. All it takes is one quality piece to set a new standard. American Giant believes clothes should be wearable for years, so you don't buy more than what you need. With their passion for truly durable clothing, they've crafted what Slate Magazine calls the greatest hoodie ever made, the classic full-zip hoodie. They obsessed over every detail of this hoodie, so you're going to be obsessed with it too. They even brought in a former Apple industrial engineer to help with the design process. I just want to say, Sam has the classic hoodie, and he absolutely loves it. He raves about it, the feeling of durability, the feeling of quality. It's become his favorite hoodie. He wears it all the time. One more note about American Giant's manufacturing process, their American manufacturing process. Their cotton fleece is made from locally grown cotton in the Carolinas, where I'm from. It all ends with a final manufacturing in Middlesex, North Carolina. So check that out. Get your classic full-zip hoodie at American-Giant.com today and use promo code BROKEN for 15% off your first order. That's 15% off when you use the code BROKEN at American-Giant.com.
Johnny, can I finish?
You asked me to read my...
Okay. Can I do this real quick?
You're the one who asked me, though.
Now I got
you're
like, stories. Well, you're gonna... Okay.
I can't
First
find
of all, you know what? Hollywood Boulevard reminds me of right now, Johnny, every 70s movie. You remember the 70s movies where it was like, all like gritty?
You mean in New York?
Yeah, like gritty.
Times Square.
Almost there. Like Taxi Driver.
Yeah.
All like the grit. Like that's how I feel like Hollywood Boulevard is right
dirty
now.
Again.
Could super be scary to some people, but I love the chaos of it.
There's that kind of that sense that something could happen.
Yeah, like, dude, you could die at any moment and your nipples get real hard thinking about that.
Okay.
So anyways, I'm walking my dog, Roger, the German gay, right? I'm walking him. And this dog is about this big. Johnny, he's about this big.
Yeah, long.
Two-thirds of him is pee and poo. I don't know where it comes from, but he can just crank it out forever.
That's so funny.
Right? So I walk him. Suddenly, dude, just imagine Ari Shaffir if he had tweaked for about 3 months straight.
There's a guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is very weird because you don't see a lot of Jewish homeless people. No. But this guy is straight up Jewish.
All
right. Right? Why you get uncomfortable, Johnny?
No, I'm just trying to imagine what Ari would look like. I'm kind of
homeless.
Yeah, like
just imagine Ari with just a little more soot on him.
Okay.
Just imagine if Ari was like a chimney sweeper.
I'm just wondering. We haven't seen Ari in a while. Maybe it was Ari.
Oh, old Ari with the hair when he was like leaning into him.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah. Well, basically when Ari looked like every anti-Semitic fucking drawing.
Propaganda,
you remember that
poster,
time? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what this guy looks like, dog. He looks up straight like this, dude. And he is tweaking his balls off because he is walking in
night
fast
day.
Forward. Day. No. Day leading into night. It's like dusk.
Dusk, okay.
So I'll go for about an hour and a half walk with my dog because Roger needs to be walked. He's fucking bing, bing, bing. He's like a puppy. So I'm walking my dog. Up comes Tweaker Ari, right? He is tweaking balls. And he's doing like laps around me. And I'm like,
oh, that's weird.
Okay, I'm like, okay, dude. He like go off. He'd come back.
Yeah,
he'd
I know
stare at Roger, out. Go off. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to play this cool. I'm the king of the tweakers. He should know who I am. I'm royal amongst these people. Okay? He should chill the fuck out. So then I stop, because he's there. I'm like, okay, I might cross the street here. He's right here at this crosswalk. Dude, he starts talking to Roger. He squats down, like, you know when Asians smoke cigarettes and they squat?
Yeah, that Asian squat. He squats. A real thing. They can do that a lot easier than white people.
He does Asian squat, and he starts talking to my dog. Like, do you remember the original Ghostbusters movie?
Yeah.
When Rick Moranis is going around to any animal and asking if he's Gozer the Destroyer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my dog is staring at him. He's like, and they're having a conversation. Yeah. They're having a conversation.
Did Roger seem into it?
Roger was cool. Roger's like, and like they're communicating something, which makes me wonder if my dog is a little bit more than I thought he was.
This is so dumb.
It's the truth. Dude, he's talking to my dog.
It's so crazy.
And I'm like, what? Do I pull him? And then he freaks out because he's talking to his
yeah, you don't want him to like grab your dog or something. That would be weird too.
Right? So I'm like, if this guy touches my dog, I'm going to fuck up tweaking Ari. But and they had a conversation, and they go, and they agree to something, and he runs off.
Runs off. Interesting. What if he told him, like, gave him a life purpose? You know, he's like, you got to get your shit together, buddy.
Dude, I mean, Roger could have told this guy to get his life together.
You got a family that loves you back
here. Dude, you gotta take care of yourself. You're not a young man anymore.
Was he tall like Ari? Was he like a tall, lanky dude?
No, I would say he's about your height.
5'11".
Yeah.
Okay.
Or 5'9", whatever you are.
I'm 5'11".
Okay, whatever you want to believe. Okay.
No, I had to get measured like a week ago for an insurance thing. I'm 5'11".
For what kind of insurance?
Health insurance. I mean, life insurance from my girlfriend's work. They give out free life insurance.
Oh, she's already putting a life insurance.
No, it's not
in
her.
Bro.
It's not her. It's my family. My family's a beneficiary.
How much you getting?
I don't know. I haven't done it yet.
I'm thinking about getting it too. They're like, dude, you get $40,000, $100 a month, $40,000. I'm like, that's it? Till I'm 80? Yeah. Doesn't seem like a lot.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Yeah. And then you get the term life insurance, and it's like 10, and it's almost like putting a put on you, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Right? Yeah, it's like a Deadpool, yeah.
Yeah, it's basically a Deadpool. You're like, I could die in the next 10 years.
Dude, have you ever seen those actuarial tables, too? Like, the stuff that they will say that, like, adds to your premium? Like, if you work on any airplane, like, if that's your job, it goes up. Like, there are all these little things that you don't think about that are actually risk
factors.
You're
basically betting on you dying.
That's what it is, yeah. Well, dude, there was this
controversy. It's almost like a choose-your-own-adventure of death.
There was some company that was taking out life insurance policies on their employees and not telling their employees, and because you can get something called key man insurance, which is like you insure your employee, and then if they die, you get the money. And they were making millions from insuring their employees, and then when they died, like collecting on the insurance, and they didn't tell them. Yeah, Walmart sued for collecting life insurance on employees.
Oh, of course, at Walmart. People blowing their brains out.
This was from 2010. The Florida Supreme Court is deciding whether Walmart widowers can sue the corporation for a share of the life insurance policies Walmart purchased in their wives' names. In their wives' names.
Oh, dude, that's super. I mean, but it's Walmart. They're scumbags. Why are we shocked by scumbags?
Yeah, it's just crazy. I mean, how dark that is, you know, to...
I mean, like, everyone's getting shocked by the Bill Gates shit. The dude's a scumbag.
The people like us are the only ones that don't seem surprised.
But, like,
yeah.
Chelsea Clinton's like, I can't believe what I'm hearing.
You know, it's funny. It's most of us are at least a little more like, now should we be more suspicious of his wife? You know what I mean?
Like, of course, dude. How about his wife looking like Kevin Klein?
Like, was she the one behind the scenes?
Have you seen that, Johnny?
Looks like Kevin Klein.
The actor?
Yeah. Okay. I
know. Look it up. Now, here's what's super creepy. He's the brother-in-law of, like, Bill Gates' sister.
Brother-in-law.
Like, he's related.
Oh, interesting.
It's not just some random
but
dude.
But not by blood, right?
No, but by marriage. But he is in the circle.
That's so weird.
Isn't that?
They do look similar.
But go back to old Melinda Gates. Can you see old Melinda Gates?
What do you mean by old? Like, aged?
Like, Melinda Gates from, like, 10 years ago.
Okay.
But that even doesn't look like
her.
Right? Does that look like her?
Yeah,
a while ago?
She's one of these people who looks different every time you see her.
Yeah, because she's a clone, dude. Anyway.
Oh, is that where we're
can
going?
I get back to my story?
We were talking about getting work done.
Johnny, it gets better. This to let you know
it
how.
It gets better than the homeless guy communicating with your pug telepathically?
Yeah. Okay. Dude, would I lead with that? That was the best part of the story.
Okay.
I'm a comic. End up with your biggest story.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was a great bit. Let's go. Let's go deeper.
So I'm walking the dog, right? I get to Hollywood Boulevard, I walk down the street. All of a sudden, I see what looks like a little, like a very joyful elf. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
A little person.
I leave my glass at home. I don't know why I did it, but I left them at home.
What? Can you not see afar off or close up?
I can't see far away. Okay. Yeah. So anyways, I see, I'm on Hollywood Boulevard. It's a little crazy, right? So I see something that looks like very joyful being followed by a bunch of people. I'm like, what's going on? As it gets closer, I go, is that a naked person? And they get closer. Full on naked chick is walking.
A little person.
No, I would say like 5'4".
Okay.
Full naked. Full naked.
Attractive?
That's a super attractive. Like, not like, oh, like hobo. Well,
how many people were following her? Was it like a parade? Like, and she was the MC of the parade?
Yeah.
You know, like the
smiling. Smiling.
Oh, like creeps. Like
so
a,
me
a wagon
and this
train.
Other guy are like, whoa, whoa, lady. And I go to get my wallet because I want to give her $20 because I know this girl's in crazy town.
You should have taken your shirt off your back and given it to
So been like, hey, my tits are fucking. We had basically the same size tits. But she had a body on her, dude, and it wasn't a bad body. And I was getting very nervous because dudes
dirty?
Were following. She looked like she had a little soot on her.
Okay, so she had been living in the street, you think?
I don't know. She didn't look worn. She looked like she tweaked really hard on drugs and maybe went a little too far.
I mean, do you think she was protesting something? Could have been part of the Palestine protest or something. That was.
Do you think a naked
time?
Chick walking down the street naked with a bunch of fucking dudes following her is protesting Palestine?
Well,
Palestine?
That Black Lives Matter protest had like a bunch of naked chicks in it. So
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I go, ma'am, you got to put your clothes on. She goes to me,
free
Palestine.
Here's where you messed up. You got to go find that other guy who also speaks that language.
Yes.
Bring them together. And,
yes.
And then Roger can like translate
yes.
to you. What
yes. Thing. Yes. So this dude stops like, lady, you got to put on your clothes. She's like, nah, 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 nah,
all the guys behind like, shut the fuck up.
This dude comes up and goes, huh, she's naked. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
This girl's in trouble. So I'm walking. I see cops coming. Right, oh, okay. I'm in Hollywood. I wave down the cops. The cops don't even stop. They slow down. I'm like, "There's a naked chick walking down the street. Can you go help her?" They go, "Fuck you!" And they kept.
Are
walking.
You serious?
Yeah.
They didn't go fuck you, but they were like,
"Yep, yeah. Whatever." Yep, kept driving.
They just blew you off, though. They didn't give you a finger, literally.
I want to say for the sake of story, they flipped me off,
okay.
But they didn't. They just,
but
they
just,
looked at me slowly and just kept driving.
Was their window down? They hear you?
Yeah.
Great. What police work?
And they could care less.
Was that part of your look, though, that all in this situation worked against you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Johnny, you know
like,
when
if
I
it
first
was me,
moved
I up- probably could have like waved them down and been like, "Yeah, hi, gentlemen." But there is a woman without her clothes just down the street yonder.
Johnny, you know when I first moved to LA, I had long, long hair.
Yeah, you told me that. Yeah.
And I worked at Crunch, and there
Crunch
was
Fitness.
Yeah,
really? Okay.
Back in the day, I was on Beat Off Patrol. We
it's an expensive
about that,
place,
right?
Right?
Well, yeah, then I just went there for free. I took step class.
If people keep telling you to try meditation and you're like, when would I have time? You should check out Headspace. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. I've had this app for years now. I love it. It's really simple. It's one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. So whatever the situation, Headspace can really help you feel better. Are you overwhelmed? Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation for you. Need some help falling asleep? Headspace has a wind-down session that their members swear by. And for parents, Headspace even has morning meditations that you can do with your kids. Headspace's approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being. Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. Headspace makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/broken. That's headspace.com/broken for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. Again, this is the best deal offered right now, and it's at headspace.com/broken. Go there today.
it, like, as crazy as women are, they're 100% smarter when it comes to working out. They have fun. Women like to have fun.
What, jazzercise? You wish you were doing that Tai Bo?
I mean, they just have fun out there. They're like, get that, that,
wait,
that,
so what
that,
happens
that,
with
that,
this
that.
Woman?
Guys are like, so I, dude, I don't know, man. They went back to make sure they weren't running a homeless train on her.
Was it homeless guys following her?
No, there was just all these just dudes.
Okay. With cameras out, probably their phones out.
Yeah, everyone's, and I was like, I should have filmed that for Johnny.
Oh, yeah, that would have been great. We could have put that.
I felt really bad.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's so funny because everyone was kind of celebrating her walking down naked. If that was a guy, people would have been losing their fucking skulls. Oh, yeah. Which is my other thing I wanted to talk about. Demi Lovato, have you heard of this? She's come out, she's using pronouns now.
Well, what are hers?
There and them, I think. Look it up.
Oh, this isn't something, this is exactly related to that. I saw a woman on social the other day, and her pronouns were like her and they. You know what I'm saying? Like you couldn't say she. You could say her, but not she.
It's look it up. Demi Lovato's, I think, is them and their.
It was like her and them, though, or something. Like it was combination.
It's so stupid. It's so dumb. And listen, I've met Demi Lovato before. We have a friend of ours that's this trans chick. And they're friends, and I met them, and it was like, fine, she's a nice person. I have nothing against her. But like,
Demi Lovato says they are non-binary and changing their pronouns. I gotta say, she kind of looks like John Lovitz in this picture. It's not a flattering haircut. Look at that. What has she done to her hair?
You remember she said she did OD'd? She said it caused brain damage. Remember that?
Oh, interesting. No, you really keep up with Demi Lovato more than I do.
Well, dude, it's like, dude, everybody sends me these things because they're like, this agenda and that agenda. That's why I get sent all
the
time. What's
the Demi Lovato agenda? What are they doing? Brainwashing the kids?
Yeah, into this stupid shit. And let me just say this. A couple things on this. I don't have any problems with Demi Lovato. She should live her life. She can live her life however the fuck she wants to. I don't really care. This says to me that Demi Lovato is hanging out with too much of the same people, right? Like, she does not diversify her human experience.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Because only when you hang out with a select group of people does this seem logical.
What do you mean, like, sort of, like, sycophants, like, yes men, and who, like... Do you mean like ultra progressives?
Ultra progressive, yes, people, all that. She doesn't have anyone that goes, "Hey, you're retarded."
Nobody to laugh in her face.
Nobody goes, "That's the most retarded shit I've ever heard in my life."
Like, you should get your money back for that haircut.
Like, I always say this, man. If you know people in Hollywood and all, and I'm gonna be honest with you, this is a big problem that female entertainers do. They get rid of all their old crew. The key to thing. Fame, whatever, is to keep your old crew around you.
Keep you grounded.
People who could tell you, dude, you're doing stupid shit.
Yeah.
It's very important. It's very important.
Why do you think women are inclined to do that?
I don't know why, but just based on everybody I know that's blown up, very rarely do they talk to their old crew. Guys do this. Guys blow up, hang out with these people, realize they're in a fucking shark tank, and then go back and hang out with their old crew. It always happens. They blow up, they hang out with this new crew, they're like, fuck these guys, go back. Not universal, not 100% all the time. But for the most part, that's what I've noticed.
Interesting.
Very rarely do women hang out with the same old crew that they used to hang out with. Most of the time, you see guys hang out with at least a couple of their old crew. That's my opinion. I'm based on what I've seen happen in LA. Okay? So Demi does not have anyone around her that can talk to her sensibly. Is that even a word?
Yeah, sensibly, yeah.
Okay? Nobody can talk to her because there is nothing more white privilege than pronouns. Okay?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I don't know any homeless people that worry about pronouns.
I actually, it's funny. Ari did an interview with a non-binary homeless person.
Right.
On his podcast.
But one person does not make
fucking... Isn't that funny, though?
A thing, right?
Ari Shaffir, he goes to some interesting places with that podcast.
No, Ari's great. Did you see what he did with Luis Gomez?
Hilarious. You want to watch that?
It's so funny.
You think that's a little too...
No, run it. I mean, like, dude, I don't know what... I have no clue what YouTube likes and doesn't like.
So they did a parody video of the Tony Hinchcliffe video.
Yeah.
I'm just going to show you this. I hate how it defaults to that.
How about one more time for that filthy little fucking punk that was just up here?
Edited
the same way. I'm back there watching puke in a fucking bucket. Oh, we control the bank. Soul, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Oh, let's kill a Palestinian baby. Pussies, you make me sick.
I love it. Stop it.
Yeah, good for them.
I love it. And this is my theory, Johnny. First of all, I love Ari Shaffir. I love Luis J. Gomez. I think Luis J. Gomez is very important because he has zero problems with fucking doing exactly what everybody pisses what pisses everybody off. And what happens is...
That's what Howard Stern was supposed to be or used to be, maybe.
What happens is, right, is that people start seeing nothing's happening to him. In terms of being canceled.
So he's giving people courage, you think?
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. In about 5 years, political correctness is fucked, and they're going to niche themselves into a corner where it's just a small group of people just tattling on each other.
I pray to God you're right.
No, it's going to happen, dude. And corporations are going to have to ask themselves a question. And we're going to find out whether they're real businesses or not. Do you want to advertise and reach buyers, or are you just throwing your money into a system that is dead?
Yeah. Watch, dude, remember I was telling you the other day about this guy? He's a famous, he's called Kentucky Ballistics. He's a famous YouTuber.
Yeah.
Who likes to shoot rifles, and he almost died of his 50. This 50 cal he was using with the high pressure ammunition called like slap rounds. It exploded on him, and parts of the rifle went into his neck. He like ripped through his jugular. Look at him, dude. Look at this guy.
And, I love gun.
Look at his neck. Dude. Look at his neck. Look at that.
Oh my!
The only reason he survived is because his dad was there and plugged the hole in his neck.
What do you mean plugged?
With a t-shirt. He said he plugged it. It will plug the artery that was like...
Well, he shoved the shirt in there?
That's what they said. Yeah, that's what I read in the
story. Dude, that's some redneck fucking medic shit.
Well, I mean, that's all he had. Look at this, though. He was showing, like, they were shooting at a fire hydrant to show you, like, how high-powered these rounds are, these slap rounds. And I think he was saying that he could tell that something was wrong with the ammo beforehand because it wasn't... it was kind of... They were, like, striking a little lower than should have been... Expect.
What I find funny is like...
I just want to see if we... Okay, here we go.
Is he going to show it? I don't want to watch it. Is he going to die?
No, he lives. That's him. You just see him there.
Yeah,
what do you
mean, dude, we're going to watch this right now? He almost dies?
Well, I don't think he's going to actually show the... I don't know if this is the part where it happens. Yeah.
So but. I basically was dumb-dumb, and I did dumb-dumb stuff. And here's what I did in my dumb-dumb stuff. Dude, do you do this with porn, by the way?
What, fast forward?
Yeah, just get to the point where she's taking on fucking anacondas.
They have that now where you can see like what the part most people skip to is. Like they shows it in like a little chart form.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So somebody sat down and made that technology?
Yeah, of course. I mean, are you kidding me? Think about how much money.
Guys, I came ahead. Guys, listen, I need some funny. I've invented a way
right okay.
So we could find out exactly what people are jerking off to.
Here you go. This is the explosion. That's it. Wow.
That is nuts.
Oof. Takes my breath away, dude.
Takes my breath away.
I mean, it does. It really
like
does.
The first time you see Niagara Falls, you're like, oh my God.
Is Niagara Falls really that beautiful?
Yeah, it
Look
is.
Look at that. Oh,
so does he grab his neck?
I mean, what can he? I'm sure he lost consciousness almost immediately. But anyway, poor guy. That's crazy, huh?
Happy he survived. I mean, people do crazy shit for YouTube videos.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, he was, I think theoretically those rounds should have been safe. His theory was that they had been
defective.
Somehow, yeah, they were defective.
Is he going to sue them?
Probably not, because I'm not sure. Because I think they were like...
I need to shoot my guns more.
They were illegal or something.
I need to shoot my guns more. That's why I'm decided.
I love shooting. Yeah, I'll go shoot with you.
Why don't we go shoot? Me, you, my buddy Scott Toomey? Yeah, Let's go shoot.
I shoot all the time when I'm home. This is the other thing I want to show you. Is have you ever heard of this? Ear pulling is a contest. This is from 2012.
I just love that there is a sport for everybody.
They pull until the other guy's thing breaks. Yeah. This guy has just got this thick, fleshy ear. This one guy. So he just... Look at that, dude. Look at his face. He's so happy.
Is that Sulu right there?
Look at this guy. This is the badass. So he's got the fleshy, thick ear, and he just rips everybody else. Oh, look. He's concentrating so hard, this guy. Oh, look at his ear!
But here's the thing, Johnny. There's enough people doing this.
Wait, he's got knee guards on, dude. This guy had knee guards on. And like those five.
Oh, so they kneel down and they sit in front of each other. But like, Johnny, how long has this sport been around?
Who knows, brother? Let me look that up.
Johnny, captivated. Have you gotten the hand job reviews yet?
No, because remember I can't find that thing. I must have done it on my Windows computer.
Yeah, right, Johnny.
What do you mean?
You still want people to know you're fucking. Look at this, Johnny. This is big enough. Look at the groupies that they got, too, by the way. Look at the groupies.
Look at his. Oh, he's so good.
Hey, and he's like, Zen, bro. Maybe next time. Does that guy look like fucking Geppetto right there, dog?
Yeah, he kind of does, doesn't he?
Look at that. Oh my, I want him and him to go at it. I want them to go at it. Oh my God, this is the worst thing. Oh, he gave up. He gave up. And that guy's crying. It looks like Asians are dominating this sport. Look at that. He's so happy. He's crying. He won the air thing. Look at that guy. I don't know how I feel about this. And I just know that they're going to get huge and they're going to wreck some hot chick's jeans, right?
What's going to get huge?
The sport. I mean, it will be on
it's not.
ESPN at some point. Okay, read some of these, dude. I love this.
Okay. Yes, do not go here. This place is full of grannies. Shaking my head. Is this the Blue Sky on Venice near Sepulveda? Pretty sure it was the one on Venice. Is this the Blue... you should review the meaning of the title of your own post. This place is 100% Thai providers. And is always, the guy in this post said they had Thai and Latin women there. And this guy says, no, it's 100% Thai providers and has always been since the day it opened. Your massage girl was not Hispanic, with respect to the fact that many Asians can pass for Latina and the other way around, especially under low light conditions and when you're horny and the blood in your brain had traveled south. This place is straight up Thai. Last time I saw a younger, super cute girl that works on Thursdays only, this place is going high end and expects $60, but I would never do anything more than $50. This is what happens when we raise the minimum wage to $50. Even hand jobs cost more.
Dude, that is the best comment ever.
Did you expect to get a minimum wage?
There was so much into that. Racism, ethnic cleansing, political, dude. The best, dude. Hand job reviews are the best.
See, now this makes me think, because I think this describes the place you were at. This guy says, yeah, it's got a sketchy-ass front. They have a porch of sorts with a receptionist behind a glass bank teller door with an ATM, so you know you're going to get a handy here. $50 for the hour. I saw 80 minutes was $80, so I might do that next time. I was led to a semi-private room, no door, just three thick curtains that did the job, and it doesn't even go all the way to the ceiling. So if you nut like a wounded animal, I do not recommend this place. I stripped and laid face down, and shortly thereafter, a cute 30 or so Hispanic woman came in, asked me hard, medium, or soft, and started on my back. Massage wasn't bad, but it wasn't great either. I prefer the older Korean/Chinese ladies beating the shit out of my muscles more. And after 20 minutes or so, she started a nice-smelling oil all over my back and butt, focusing primarily on the latter. And finally, the tease came, and I got as hard as a rock, and she was playing...
Wait, what came?
The tease came. Teasing, like tickling his balls.
Oh, so, running the balls?
Yeah, and he got as hard as a rock, and she was playing with my boys. On the flip, I guess that's what they call when you flip over, she requested $60, so I relented, thinking she would let me do some extra touching. But nope, it was just over-the-counter, which is a huge bummer. The handy was good, but nothing spectacular. After she cleaned me off, she left a small hand towel to cover my manhood, and worked the rest of my body
from the front and neck leg massage. Oh, you nut,
and then they do more work? That's scientific to me. They're probably like worked in some kind of laboratory and was like, dude, if they nut, they're more relaxed, and then you could really work the muscles after that.
Honestly, this isn't a bad spot for a legit massage. The rates aren't ridiculous, and the place is clean. So
he threw $50 down for a massage, and then another $60 for a handy. Would you pay $60 for a handy?
Fuck no.
I just think I could give it to myself.
Yeah. This guy says I went back to Goldfinger in Westwood. I called first, and the names were. He was asking for a specific girl's name. There's this one girl he says that everyone is saving up loads for, and who kissed his penis. Then there are a couple others. I went in, and it was deader than the free speech group on Facebook. Although Coco... Oh, fuck, I said her name.
Why?
The hot... I don't want to get these girls in trouble. Although...
Do you think Coco's a real name, Johnny?
No, but they could, like, go in there and bust these people. You know what I'm saying? They
bust
these
places. Where's Coco?
No, but they bust these palaces. I mean, they talk about it in here. They're like, until it gets busted, like, there's a raid. I did not want to see her. She has given me more hand jobs than I got. Oh, no. He said he didn't want to see the hot chick because she has given more hand jobs than I got in all of my college years, including the self-administered ones. she would probably notice the new gray hairs on my balls. She's too familiar, if you feel me. So I got this other girl.
If you feel me,
he got this other girl, and he says, I would pay good and bad money to find out this gal's real age. Seriously, she could be as young as 35. She has a tat on her lower left clavicle.
Dude, what are you doing leaving?
But here he says, but I know when the place gets busted, she's going to be listed as 58.
dude, you spell clavicle and you're fucking leaving comments about hand jobs?
She is pretty cute, actually. Short as a fire hydrant and small titties, but a pleasant face, nice smile. She's thin with just a little tummy. The Asian lovers here would give her a 9. She asked if I'd been there before and said if I was there, and I said if I was there more, I'd be a chair.
That doesn't even make sense.
He would be like furniture there, basically.
Right, yeah. Right.
She disposed of the towel over my fat ass immediately. She did a thorough massage that was just about as awful as the back and leg massage. It seemed like forever, but by the atomic clock on the wall, it was only 12 minutes. She started scooping up my huge balls and poking my 10-inch maglite from the back. I turned myself
over. He's saying he's hung 10 inches?
That's what he's saying, yeah. I turned myself over, and then what followed was 20 minutes of really good West Side dick work. She took guidance, told me I was so big and hard, and she even called me Superman. That was nice.
You're Superman! Yeah.
I repositioned her hands a few times. She would have been delighted in the Goldfinger tradition to shove her whole fist up my ass.
Hold on, dude.
Rectum. How much is that?
Rectum
and nearly killed him. But I was just good with a tickle and a finger poke. So if you're a sick degenerate who likes prostate work, she's your gal.
Wow. How much are you paying for butt stuff?
He doesn't say. I don't know. I had her sit in front of me and jerk me to the Washington State goal line.
I don't even know what that means.
I was shocked that I nutted all the way up to my clavicle. Anyway, so he said clavicle again.
Dude, this guy loves clavicle.
Anyway, those are your Rub Matt reviews.
Yeah, we got to do more of those. I got to pee real quick.
Okay.
Johnny.
All right, let's do the news.
Let's do this.
Ready for the news?
Let's do the news. Come on, let's do the news. Doing the news.
This is from KUTV Channel 2. This is a story from Spain, though. When a disgruntled teenager headed into his back garden 6 years ago with a pickaxe to let off steam after he kind of got an argument with his family, he never imagined he would end up with his own underground man cave. So look what this kid did, dude. He got mad at his parents and then just started digging in his backyard.
Yeah.
To the point where he's now got like an underground house.
Yeah,
to get away from his parents. Look at this, dude.
Holy shit. That's the language the guy was talking to my dog in.
Like, he set up like a mining operation, dude, this kid. They should give him a Medal of Freedom or something.
You just start. I mean, he must hate his parents.
Yeah,
huh?
He really does, right?
Holy shit.
Look at this, dude. He's got his own man cave down there.
Electronics and shit? He's got a CD player, so you know this is a third world country.
Isn't that crazy?
Look at this, dude. See if there's any glory holes.
Like, me and my best friend almost died digging a hole like that.
Yeah, there's a glory hole.
It almost collapsed on us. We dug into this hillside one time.
Yeah.
And, like, we could have died so easily.
Oh, look, does it have pillars? Is he putting up pillars?
Yeah, dude. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
I mean, I remember having some pretty good arguments with my family and wanting to do something like
this. Isn't this cool as shit? Except for, imagine trying to bring chicks here.
This is the kind of thing that happens.
Hey, babe, I got a fucking underground lair.
This is the only kind of thing that happens in movies.
What's that called? A rape chamber? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You never find a body. Okay, so U.S. state of Alabama has lifted its ban on yoga in public schools.
Can you believe that, like, dude, there are people, like, even Bishop Larry Gators was like, it's the devil. You're like, what are you talking about? You remember that, dude?
Like, I don't get it, yeah.
Like, the conservatives at some point were like, okay, we love religion, but you whack jobs that are just way... Because, like, dude, I study spirituality. So much shit is just interpreted bullshit. You're just interpreting it. As in, like, oh, this... Like, dude, like, they banned, like, fucking yoga in a city because they thought it was the devil's work. It's like, you're an idiot, dude. Show me where in the Bible says you can't do downward dog.
The U.S. state of Alabama has lifted a ban on teaching yoga in schools after nearly 30 years, but instructors will have to use English names for poses, and the salutation namaste is forbidden still.
Isn't that the dumbest shit ever? Isn't that the dumbest shit ever?
It's so dumb.
It's like, dude, I've been to Alabama. I've done stand-up. They're great people. They have pure retards fucking leading that state. But then again, it's not really meant to be a bright state because it's a front for the New World Order.
Okay, so this is a story that it's kind of combines the two worlds of your other podcast and this podcast. This is from called the Stardia Post. Scientists are intrigued by the discovery of a naked giant carved into an English hillside. It's been difficult to solve the mystery of a very erect giant carved into a hillside, but a recent discovery is bringing scientists closer to the truth. Now, first of all, I just want to show you the picture.
It's a giant dong?
You see it?
Okay. So, okay. Go on. I already have things. I'm going to lose my skull right now.
You're going to lose your skull on this? Okay.
Yeah, it makes me laugh. Like, it's supposed to be aliens?
People have speculated for centuries about the age and significance of the giant.
Hold on, that's old?
Apparently so. It says, according to the National Trust, many theories have surrounded the giant's identity.
Let me see the
origins,
giant again.
Including an ancient symbol of spirituality. It could be the likeness of the Greco-Roman hero Hercules, or a mockery of Oliver Cromwell, or a fertility aid. There is even speculation that the figure was carved around the body of an actual giant who was slain by locals. Scientists extracted soil samples from the giant to determine its age in July 2020, if you believe in that. But
what, believe in the date, July 2020?
No, carbon dating and all that shit. But the results were delayed due to the coronavirus pandemic. The scientists did, however, discover microscopic snails in the sediment samples, which included species that were introduced into Britain during the medieval period, indicating that the giant is not prehistoric. So it could
okay, be. Can we see that picture again?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know why you don't want me to see it.
No, because I'm trying to read the thing and I can't read it.
Do you think that's what the guy that got the giant hand job at the do you think that's what he looks like?
It's wild, huh?
How big is that? Based on the people there, okay.
The size of people. Yeah, it's hundreds.
What do you think it's about?
Hundreds of feet. I don't know.
Hundreds of feet?
Yeah.
And I mean, look, each one, do you think it's possible from
feet,
another
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Yeah, about 100 feet, maybe more.
And the dong is just so.
The dong is at least 10 feet.
Yeah,
feet.
And the dong looks like it could also be like a fucking
healthy testicle.
A tool also used to fucking.
This also could be some kind of anal implement up here. Like, could you see how it's kind of got.
Oh, you think like
it?
A butt plug? Like some weird kind of monster
yeah,
dildo?
See, it's got this thing at the bottom here to keep it from like going all the way in. And then these like little ribbed for her pleasure things here.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, could it. It's obviously some.
What's that pose, too? He's like.
Hey, am I too late for the swinging club?
Yeah. That's what it looks like. A guy that showed up like,
is the orgy over?
Are you guys leaving?
Yeah. Dude, I got my fucking giant dong right here. And my giant dong right here.
I brought Tammy's favorite
Doesn't
toy.
Does it look like a wrench? He's got a wrench for a dick?
Anyway, I just thought that was fantastic.
The world is truly amazing.
It really is. This is just tragic, but the coincidence here is unbelievable. It's from People Magazine headline, and this is really all you need to hear. Mom, you ready for this, Sam?
Yes.
Mom dies during motorcycle memorial ride for her son who was killed in a motorcycle crash.
I've heard that. Have you heard stories of like people who died on the way to a funeral?
Yeah, that's a bad one. But this is even more specific than that. Diane Everett, 51, died in a motorcycle crash a little over a month after she lost her 23-year-old son in a similar accident.
Yeah, well, wouldn't you walk? Be like, I'm good.
Well, no, but it was like a motor. It was like a memorial ride.
Right,
like,
right. Wouldn't you focus?
It's crazy. A Colorado woman who lost her 23-year-old son in a motorcycle accident last month was killed in a separate motorcycle crash this weekend while taking part in a group ride in his honor, according to the family.
Would you, if you're in that family, even get on a bike ever? Be like, I can't even pedal.
And it's funny, she was riding her son's bike. He must have had more than one.
Was this some Final Destination shit?
Yeah, really. Diane Everett, 51, was riding her late son Michael's 2012 Honda CBR with a group of more than 80 people when she lost control around 12:30 p.m. on Saturday.
Do you think that they're going to try to sell that on Craigslist, and should they let everybody know two people have died on this bike? Because in like California, if somebody's died in an apartment, you have to tell people. Oh, by the way, this guy died with a fucking belt around his neck, whacking off.
That's interesting.
Maybe that was what the giant was doing. He's like, can anyone work this lasso around my neck?
A Florida lawyer was arrested after ramming her ex-husband's house with her SUV and then vomiting on a deputy. That just sounds like a drunk woman, huh?
I mean, that's somebody's just like, she's there to fucking leave a mark.
A Florida lawyer was arrested after ramming her SUV in her ex-husband's house and threatening to kill his girlfriend, and then she spitted on a sheriff's deputy. I thought she vomited on him. What's the difference? According to court records, Francine Blair Bogumil, 40, crashed her Land Rover into the back of a GMC Yukon parked in her ex-husband's driveway on April 30. She'd left her 5-year-old and 11-year-old children at home alone. According to the court records, the force jammed the Yukon into her ex's garage door, turning it inward 2 to 3 feet. Her ex-husband saw her throwing things at his girlfriend's BMW and breaking the windows when he came out of the house, according to the article. He said he called 911 and tried to intervene when the woman and his mother, I guess the mother slapped the woman.
Whose mom?
Okay, it's written a little weirdly. He said he called 911 and tried to intervene between the attorney, the Bogumil, and his mother, claiming he slapped Bogumil once after she slapped him twice.
Okay. So did she leave his kids at home? Are they his kids?
Yeah, it sounds like it, yeah. I will kill you, bitch, Bogumil allegedly screamed at the girlfriend. He also said, no, fuck you, and then spit on an Orange County sheriff's deputy when he ordered her to stop shouting, according to the paper. That's just
God.
A shit show, huh?
That's just a chick going, I don't care. I don't have to play by your rules. Women do that all the time when they're drunk, right?
Yeah.
Right, guys? Guys do it, but not to the same level. I guess when everybody's drunk, though.
Remember when, social media has made it worse, because now you can go, an ex-girlfriend of mine the other day started doing those Instagram stories as she was getting progressively more drunk, and by the end of it, she was naked in her bathroom, like with the camera, like it's like, you guys, and it was just so embarrassing. It used to be the worst you could do was drunk dial, to like one or two people.
Oh, yeah, now you're leaving like historical records?
Yeah, now hundreds of people at least are seeing it.
Did she delete it later?
I don't know, because it's a story. Those expire anyway, so I couldn't tell if she deleted it or if it was taken down. But
dude, are you creeping on your exes, Johnny?
No, I just follow. I mean, we're friendly. It's a long time ago, ex. She's a lesbian now. It's like a long time ago.
Do you think you're the reason she's a lesbian? You're 6 inches wide.
No,
enough?
I wasn't the last boyfriend. But.
Oh, there's one after you?
A couple.
Where you think, like, thank God.
She might be bi. I don't know. But she's married to a woman. I didn't know that.
She's married to a woman. Does she have any kids?
She does. Yeah, she had a... Yeah, she had a kid, yeah. She's beautiful, though. I mean, like, still, she kept it together. Good for
Did
her.
You beat off to her
She's,
fucking
She was
stores?
Like a cheerleader. Okay, I realize I've never dated a woman who's not was not a cheerleader.
Or
a
lesbian?
No, she was a cheerleader, too. But I realized that the other day. I've never dated a woman who was not a cheerleader.
Johnny, stop bragging. Next story.
That's kind of sick, right?
Yeah, that means you're fucking a chauvinist, elitist.
Australia is offering cash to people to come work in their tourism industry. Isn't that interesting? Queensland on Thursday offered $1,400 to anyone who moves there and starts a job in the tourism sector. Facing a pandemic-induced labor shortage, one sun-drenched Australian state on Thursday began offering a bundle of cash to anyone willing to, quote, work in paradise.
What about in America? Nobody wants to work.
Yeah, well, that's what they're doing in Australia. They're having to pay people $1,400 to come work there in one of the most beautiful places.
It's like they played us perfectly. They're going to get every – dude, you know they talk about EBI, right?
UBI.
Yeah. UBI, Universal. EBI is Eddie Bravo Invitational.
Yeah.
UBI, which is Universal.
Where is Eddie Bravo?
Universal Basic Income. Like, people are just going to go that like that. I mean, you remember when people be like, these people, they're on welfare forever, lazy fucks? That's in everybody.
You think so, huh?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't do it, though.
Yeah, I see. I don't think it is. Across Australia, long reopened bars, shops, and restaurants have struggled with vacancies usually filled by throngs of foreign backpackers who flock down under. So they usually have people come in and kind of work there part-time and stuff, but they don't have any of that right now. Border closures have turned off that spigot, and help wanted signs, my southern accent creeped in there, are now a common sight in tourist towns up and down Australia's coast. Countrywide job vacancies are up almost 30% since the pandemic began. Isn't that crazy? So now they're offering $1,400 US to anyone who moves there and starts a job in the tourism sector.
Gross.
A couple more here. So Twitter has a crop algorithm. When you upload a photo, it kind of crops it based on what it prioritizes. Did you know that?
Say that again?
Twitter, when you upload a photo, it kind of crops the photo based on an algorithm that prioritizes certain things in an image. And this is something that now people have found to become offended by. This is from Wired. Twitter's crop photo algorithm favors white faces and women. A study of 10,000 images found bias in what the system chooses to highlight. Twitter has stopped using it on mobile and will consider ditching it on the web.
I love that AI. Isn't AI go to instantly the racism all the time? Yeah. I mean, it loves to drop N-bombs. Like, is that what they did? They get an AI, and then suddenly it's talking about the Jews running and dropping N-bombs. Yeah, dude. AI is racist and sexist, just like your grandpa.
Last fall, Canadian student Colin Madland noticed Twitter's automatic cropping algorithm continually selected his face, but not his darker-skinned colleagues' faces.
Oh, my God. And here it is. Guess what? Another white kid crying. I'm over it. Go away. You know what this kid, what's his name?
Colin Madland.
Colin, you know what you need to do? Get laid once in a while. Shut your fucking mouth. Stop crying about Twitter. Get off the fucking phone. Talk to a woman. Smell her snatch and have a good time. Stop it. Stop crying. You're not making the world a better place, Colin. You're making it worse. Nobody cares. And by the way, nobody's on Twitter anymore. You fucking loser.
The episode ignited.
Yeah, loser! I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
Just because you got banned from Twitter. Now nobody's on Twitter.
You're a loser. Follow me at Fat Dragon Pro.
Yeah, do that. The episode ignited accusations of bias. And you get the point of that story.
Yeah, move on. I don't want to talk about Colin. Colin's going to be a lonely guy. Colin's going to be fucking, like, working at some shit-ass factory, crying about everything. He's going to be in human resources.
So this is a funny story. This is from Ars Technica. City pays $350,000 after suing, quote, hackers for opening a Dropbox link it sent to them. An employee for the city mistakenly sent the link when replying to a records request. So what happened is this city... somebody working for the city replying to a records request accidentally sent a Dropbox link that they weren't supposed to send to these people. These people opened it, and then the city thought that they hacked this link and sued them. And so now the city is paying them $350,000 for suing them. Isn't that interesting? The city of Fullerton,
California. Is that kind of like what women do after they have sex with you, and then they say, oh, why'd you have sex with me?
The city of Fullerton, California has agreed to pay $350,000 to settle a lawsuit it brought against two bloggers it accused of hacking the city's Dropbox account. So they brought the lawsuit. I've never heard of that. And then they ended up having to pay the other way. Isn't that
good? Yeah, dude, I wish that would happen to me. I'd love to sue somebody for something.
Joshua Ferguson and David Curley frequently made public records requests in the course of covering city government for their local blog, Friends for Fullerton's Future. The city used Dropbox to fulfill large file requests, and in response to a June 6, 2019 request for records related to police misconduct, Ferguson and Curley were sent a Dropbox folder containing a password-protected zip file, but a city employee also sent them a link to a more general Outbox shared folder that contained potential records request documents that had not yet been reviewed by the city attorney. The folder was not password-protected or access-restricted. At the time, there were 19 files in the Outbox, five of which were not password-protected. The bloggers downloaded the files, and then... anyway, let's skip to this. One of them included a police internal affairs investigation. Another had an insurance claim regarding an automobile crash involving an allegedly drunk city employee. The bloggers published these things, of course, as they would. The city then sent them two cease and desist letters and then sued them. Isn't that crazy? As hackers, they would claim they hacked, and then they realized they fucked up and ended up having to pay them. I love that.
Yeah. Good for you. I'm pro-hacker, by the way. Just leave my shit alone.
So these two guys got in a fight. This is from WABI Channel 5. Men fall down 8 floors down an elevator shaft during a brawl, police say.
Is that like what every Godzilla movie is?
Yeah. Three Pennsylvania men were hurt after a brawl between them ended and all three falling down an elevator shaft. Officials say three men were fighting Monday on the 8th floor of an apartment building in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, when they broke through the elevator door and fell down the shaft. The steel elevator door, when you push the button, the door opens, and they broke through that door. There was no elevator there, so they just fell 8 floors to the bottom. The men fell onto the elevator car, remaining on top.
Oh, my God. Imagine taking the elevator up. You're like, boom, what the fuck?
You ever been stuck in an elevator?
Oh, it's the worst, dude.
Dude, I was moving down to get a new job in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, at a newspaper, and I was staying in a hotel because I hadn't gotten a place yet. And I got stuck in an elevator around midnight because I was just pulling into town.
Yes.
And I called the front desk, barely could get a signal in this elevator. Right. The phone was dead, the emergency phone in there.
Yeah.
Called the guy at the front desk, and he goes, I'll see what I can do. I swear to God, that's what the guy told me. I was locked in the elevator.
For how long?
I was for 3 hours. I was locked in there.
Oh,
I called
my
the guy,
God.
And he said, "I'll see." He told me, "I'll see what I can do," and hung up the phone. Isn't that crazy?
Did you sue them?
No, I didn't sue them. I'm not.
That's what you should have gotten these guys as lawyer.
Isn't that stupid, though?
Dude, I had the worst fucking GM at the hotel I used to work at. The worst fucking GM. Giant piece of shit. One time, I got stuck in an elevator with him.
Oh no, that's the worst.
Oh yeah,
I was alone at least.
Oh, yeah. Did you masturbate?
No, but thankfully I had just gone to get groceries, so I had all my groceries with me.
Oh, you were eating and chilling?
Yeah.
All right, next. Sorry, I got to go.
Yeah, we're almost done.
Dude, you do this to me every time.
Well, dude, I told you I needed 15 minutes. We're not 15 minutes yet.
Yeah, we are. We're way past it.
Newsweek. Aunt Pikachu triumphs in Chile, the country. To draft new constitution. A woman who became famous for joining protests in Chile wearing a Pikachu costume has been elected to the body that will draft the country's new constitution.
Good.
Isn't that crazy? Giovanni Grandone, more widely known as Aunt Pikachu, was elected as one of the representatives for District 12 in Southeast Santiago, the capital, after the nation went to the polls over the weekend.
Pikachu!
Isn't that funny?
Is that hot that a chick is in the Pikachu?
Not really, no. I don't think so.
What is something a girl could do that would turn you off?
Take a shit in my face?
Yeah, that's probably it. That's literally probably it. Hurting kids and taking shits are probably the only two things that I will not watch a woman do.
So I got one more story and then a video, a short video.
You're killing me, Johnny!
But this one, we keep talking about Project Bluebeam.
Yeah. Aliens!
Now you're starting to see like the Catholics and the religious organizations getting in line behind this. This story is from the Religious News Service.
Oh.
Here's a headline. Alien life looks more and more likely, and the Catholics are ready. Religious traditions have always believed that we share the universe with angels, demons, and other non-humans.
Yeah.
I first met Jesuit brother Guy Consolamagno.
Stop right there. I'm done. I don't need to hear any more. Jesuit. There you go. You got your answer right there. Jesuit. That's all you need to know. Okay? There you go. Next story. Go to the video. Jesuit. That's all you need to know, dude. Anything the Catholic Church says is fucking Jesuit pushed. I'm over it. Next story. Final story.
This is not a story. This is, we like to end on a cute animal video. Aww. And this is just little puppies seeing babies for the first time.
Okay, puppies seeing babies?
Their reaction to seeing babies, like little kids for the first time. Look at that. Look how cute.
Babies are great.
Little fat-headed baby. This is the best thing I've ever seen. Look at that.
Kids are the best.
They're the best, aren't they?
Babies are the best.
Look at that dog.
Best.
Dogs are the best, too. Dogs and kids are just the best of the things that we have.
Yes.
They fill me with such
positivity.
Fuck kittens.
And
hope. Yeah, I don't like cats.
I
look
like
at this kid. Oh, look at that.
Already eating dogs.
Oh. Oh, look at that corgi. Look at that baby's face.
Babies are the best.
I don't
best.
Do with cats. Anyway, I thought we'd go out on a positive. I like to go on a
positive. We're always positive. You're HIV positive. Guys, hope to see you in Minneapolis. Hope to see you in Miami. Hope to see you in Houston. I love you guys. I will talk to you soon.